The Burt Show.
Let's lean on each other here a little bit today.
Okay.
Because Melissa brought in some what I thought were fascinating facts a couple of days ago, and I realized that when you are an expert in your own profession, you know things about your industry that others don't know.
Right.
And if you could pass on that knowledge and help somebody else out, that would be huge.
Right.
Like for us, I mean, on the very, very, very superficial level, like when we're out, people are constantly complaining that they can't get through on the phone lines during a contest.
Right.
Now, as a professional or an expert in this field, I can say to you, look, if you really want to beat the contest, here's what you do. Don't call in early. Because whenever you call in early, you have no chance of winning. So you wait until we say, call now. Then you start calling.
Right.
So as an expert in this field, I can give you that advice, and now you're better for it if you've been trying to win contests.
Right. Now, the story that we had last week was someone who is a part of, you know, the gas industry. If you have to drive, the day of the week that you need to fill up your gas tank can make a difference in how much you pay. Now, Gas Price Watcher said the best day to fill up is on Wednesdays because prices tend to go up on Mondays and on Thursdays before 10 a.m. So there is actually a system going on. And so they say you should also avoid gas stations right next to highways or interstates because their prices tend to be higher than those that are further into town.
Okay, those are big. Those are big right there.
Avoid gas stations near the airport because people returning rental cars.
We don't have a choice there. Right. Yeah.
What was the first one there again?
Talking about Wednesdays are the best days to fill up your tank because they actually prices at the tank tend to go up on Mondays and Thursdays before in the morning before 10 o'clock.
Like I had no idea.
So if you're so like
Intern
next
Jen
week,
says avoid gas stations in the United States.
That's funny. Like next weekend is Labor Day, and they say, you know, next Wednesday, the 31st, is the day to fill up your tank before if you're driving to go anywhere for Labor Day.
Now that's so smart. So smart. So let me give the phone number out here, 404-741-1005. And in keeping with that theme, like I'm hoping people like maybe in the travel industry will call us up and go, look, if you guys are trying to get some cut rates on flights, the smartest day to go on the internet and look for those are blank, 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 blank.
Right.
If you're a doctor, maybe you have some insight on how we can get in to see you quicker than the 3-week waiting period that we usually get when we call you. Any kind of insight that you can give us into your profession would be really, really helpful.
I have one for everybody who goes to Braves games and wants to get up on the brand new Braves Vision screen.
Okay. This is great.
Don't attempt to get on the Braves Vision screen or don't be upset that you're not on Braves Vision if you're not wearing apparel for the Braves or the team that they are playing. Because there's no reason to put you up on Braves Vision for anything if you're wearing, you know, Mets gear and it's a Padres-Braves series.
Right.
Like, they're going to put the Braves fans up to show the Braves fans, and we're going to put the Padres fans up to make fun of them. So if you want to, and if you want to participate in a contest.
By the way, you used Padre fans. You used plural.
Oh, sorry.
If Bert's not at the game, with his Padres gear.
But like, if you want to participate in a contest or something, like be wearing Braves gear. You know,
wear
a hat, wear a t-shirt. And if you don't have one, get when you get to the ballpark.
Or on screen, you need to be a hot chick guzzling beer with big boobs.
Right. That helps. That'll get you on also.
That helps too.
Hey, Desiree, you're on all the hits Q100. Hi.
Hi. I was calling because I work in a doctor's office. You know, you always have to wait. And if you're the first patient in the morning or the first patient in the afternoon after lunch, if you make your appointments at those times, then you don't have to wait. You don't have anybody behind in front of you. So that's a good tip.
So how do you find out, like, what time the office goes to lunch for you to be the first person into the office, the first patient?
You just ask them. You just say, what's your first appointment after lunch? In our case, it's 1:30. So you call and you say, I need to be the 1:30 patient on Thursday or whatever, and it'll put you in. And if you're first patient in the morning, you don't have to wait.
Perfect.
Very nice.
I knew somebody at the DMV in Washington, D.C., and I don't know if you can pull this off here or not because it's such a different animal with the DMVs down here. But they used to say if the DMV in Virginia closed at 5 o'clock, show up at 4:45. That way you get in line and the amount of time that you're actually going to spend in line is really kind of capped out because as soon as you get in at 4:45, they close off the line. So you wouldn't have to spend 4 or 5 hours in a line. It's already passed by the time you get there.
I guess it just depends on which DMV you're going to. If you go to one of the smaller offices, that might work. But I know that there's been circumstances where the lines are wrapped around the building that they will actually cut off the line out. I mean, that won't work at the bigger offices.
You're not in if you're in under the time limit.
Right.
Yeah, the problem up there isn't nearly as bad as it is here. Good morning, Deanna. You're on all the hits Q100.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
good. Hey, I work for an airline, and the best time to buy those lower fares are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And the best times of day to find those lower fares, you know, just throughout the week are usually like midday, because a lot of the businessmen and stuff get their travel out of the way like first thing on Monday, you know, and throughout the week during the morning stuff. So
these are the best...
by the morning, evening. I'm sorry?
These are the best times to book or the best times to travel?
The best to book. The best days to book your travel, the best days to actually complete travel are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Just if you're going out on a Tuesday, coming back on a Wednesday, those are usually the best times to find those lower fares, because those aren't, you know, everybody's favorite time to travel. Fridays and Sundays are the highest travel days.
I'm so confused. So Tuesdays and Wednesdays, she's saying, are the best days for travel, correct?
Right, to complete on Wednesday, right, get cheapest fare.
Businessmen are back by then, right. And then you're early for the weekend travel list.
Right.
Business persons.
Yep.
I say? Businessmen? Business persons?
There you go.
Good God.
My God.
I need to be on 96 Rock. Hey, Amanda.
Oh. Hey. Hey. I'm a teacher, and I wanted to tell parents that the best way to get in touch with a teacher is to email. We don't have telephones in our classroom. It's hard for us to get a break. Mm-hmm. We have like a 23-minute lunch, and so it's hard for us to call parents back. So the best way to get in touch with a teacher is always through email.
That's great. Smart. Great advice right there. Thank you.
Absolutely.
404-741-1005.
And Morning Show DJs.
Email.
I'm fascinated by the people that call and then get mad when you're not immediately calling back and they call before the show's over. It's like, well, you know.
Where you been?
We're doing something, you know.
Hey, John, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Morning,
Hi.
Sir.
Hey, buying a car. Mm-hmm. The best way to do it nowadays is have the most information. Most dealerships have websites for their used cars as well as their pricing on new cars. If you're looking at, as an example, a brand new Honda, you can go to the manufacturer's website, and they'll give you what the latest deals are. You can also go, if you're looking at a used car at a dealership, go to the dealer's website, pull up the information. 9 times out of 10, the pricing on the website is far less than when you go by the dealership and see the pricing across the window.
So
the
that's really
is,
good.
Is, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The other thing is, if you want to save on your financing, have your credit in hand first. You can go to Experian.com, TransUnion.com, or Equifax.com and get a copy of your credit report. If you know what your score is, the higher your score, the better your chances of financing, and the lessens your chances of getting ripped off. Right.
So go in there educated and go to the websites, because then you'll know exactly what you could be paying.
Exactly. And one other piece of advice. When you go to the Braves game, don't be shocked if Jeff shows up on the Super Truck.
That would shock you.
The Super
Truck. It is shocking. Super head, but he's a good guy.
That's a big old head, man.
Have a great day.
See you. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to remember, and I'm going to get this so wrong, talking about the auto industry. Somebody, some consumer reporter I heard one time say that you can actually legally go into a dealership, and is it the buyer's? You can find out legally how much they paid for that car. Like, you can go.
That doesn't matter.
Is that not true?
I did all that research when I was buying my car.
Uh-huh.
Like, I bought my first brand new car, like, with 0 miles on it. You know, like, first brand new one just this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did all that research. And, you know, they talk about the invoice pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's an invoice price. And, you get it only $100 above invoice. Well, that's only, like, the dealership is not only making $100 on that car.
Right.
Like, if it's a Ford dealer and you bought a Ford car, like, you know, they might invoice the dealership for $20,000 for that car. And if they sell it to you for $20,500, you paid $500 over invoice. But then Ford will send that dealership like a $3,000 rebate, like, for selling that car.
Mm-hmm.
So the price is actually far below, but there's a portion of it below invoice. And that's what, like, dealerships can sell cars for below invoice, even though they never will. It won't be a lot, but...
They can.
Because they are making money.
Right now they're thinking about it because, you know.
Anyway. Well, that's why they're doing that employee pricing.
Right.
Now. Like, every dealership in the world, like GM, I read somewhere, when they did that, like, their sales increased like 150% or some crazy amounts. And I don't know. Every dealership's doing it.
Hey, Christy, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I work for a closing attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And how to save a couple $100 when you're going to buy your house.
Okay.
If you ask, when you get your title insurance, if you get owners and lenders at the same time, title insurance, you ask for a simultaneous issue, they will only charge you $50 for your lender's title policy,
mm-hmm.
and that'll save you a couple $100 because it's usually depending on your loan amount, it's usually about $300-$400.
Well, that's okay. Good advice right there. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right, Lori. Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I used to work at the Phillips Arena, and I do know that they have a block of seats that they save for patron complaints. If you come into the arena, let's say that you have you're afraid of heights and your seats are very, very high, and you have an anxiety attack because your seat is too high, usually they will relocate you, especially if you go to the first aid room and talk to one of the nurses there.
Oh, come on now. Come on, so you go into the stadium and you specifically complain that you have, like, that you're scared of heights and they'll give you better seats?
Yes, actually, I've helped several patrons relocate because they have medical issues from being too high or that there's someone next to them that... that are causing them to have some type of medical
issue. Yeah, but those are legitimate.
Yeah, they had legitimate concerns.
You can't go into first aid.
You can't cheat somebody.
Cheater, Lori. Cheater.
Everything we've talked about has been legit.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of people afraid of heights at Green Day tonight.
I hope Lori liked her job.
I think she said she
said she used to work there. Yeah.
That's why she called.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Go ahead, man.
I'm an air traffic controller, and to avoid delays and missing your connections when you travel during the summer, try to travel during the morning because all of the afternoon thunderstorms make a lot of ground delays and delays in travel.
Yeah, that's especially important here in Atlanta for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the airport closes probably once a day. So if you're trying not to miss your delayed flights, you travel in the morning.
Right. Great.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, righty, and we will take one more from Morgan and then be done. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Hello.
I work in auto parts, and you guys were talking about some tips to help save some money on traveling and everything. And another good thing that you could possibly do to help save some gas money, especially nowadays, a 99-cent bottle of fuel treatment. Usually it has octane boost in it, and it will... up the rating of whatever gas you actually put into your vehicle. Say if you put in like the lower grade, it'll up it to about the mid grade.
Really? Because somebody once told me never put anything in your gas tank except gas.
Well, the fuel treatments usually have, cleaners and things of that nature. Now, the key to it is making sure you keep it up, because if you have a new car, for example, usually they ask you to put in the mid-grade because you're going to have the best fuel economy for that anyway. But if you put something in your gas tank, the key is to keep putting it in there and keep your system running as clean as it possibly can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
All right, so we got a lot there to chew on. A lot there to chew on. So, again, that one that I want to pass on from Melissa...
Because, everybody's so stressed out about gas. Apparently, these are from Gas Price Watchers who say the best day to fill up your tank is on Wednesdays because apparently prices tend to go up on Mondays and Thursdays before 10 a.m. And they especially say for your Labor Day travel next week on Wednesday, August 31st, that's the day to fill up your tank and you will save a lot of money.
Cool.
The Burt Show.